We turn now from Climate Week events to stories beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. He's the publisher of Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org, as well as thedailyclimate.org. He's on the line now from Conyers, Georgia. So, Peter, what did you find for us today?
Hi, Steve. I've come armed with a story from the Western U.S. and another one from the Eastern U.S., but I can't promise you that either story is terribly cheerful.
Uh-oh. Well, give me the bad news first, and then give me the other bad news.
Well, if it's any consolation, the bad news comes in the form of really good journalism. The first story from National Geographic magazine. This month, I have a stunning portrayal of how much worse the Western drought could get. And it all boils down to snowpack in a series of images and graphics. Writer Michelle Nyhaus and photographer Peter Essick look at the key to Western drought, and that, of course, is the snowpack.
And I take it the trend for snowpack isn't good, huh?
Well, the only question left is whether Western snowfall is in a major slump or if it's declining for good. We've turned dry, even desert land into farms and cities like Phoenix and L.A. and San Diego, Las Vegas. We've literally built the Western U.S. and much of our food supply on the assumption that melting snow would forever give water to the region, but now all bets are maybe off.
Well, that's depressing. Well, you said you had some gloom from the Eastern U.S. as well.
I do. Lyme disease, a source of discomfort and fatigue for millions of Americans, appears to be spreading, and climate change is a likely suspect. This week, as part of our new Climate at Your Doorstep project, our reporter Marianne Lavelle looked at projections for how Lyme disease may spread over the next several decades to cover much of North America.
And we're talking about an illness spread by ticks that in our lifetimes, Peter, was once confined to just parts of Connecticut and Long Island.
Right, but by the year 2080, researchers project that Lyme disease hotspots might range in warming winters from Omaha to Ontario to Orlando.
Boy, Peter, you're just full of great cheer this week.
Well, I guess there are worse things to be full of.
Okay, well, bring us something now from the environmental history vault, please.
Well, it's a little bit of a departure from the climate theme we've had for this show, but 35 years ago this week, President Jimmy Carter dealt one of the first assaults on the U.S. Endangered Species Act by giving in a little. It was a tiny fish called a snail darter, known to exist only in one stretch of the Little Tennessee River, and it was blocking the completion of a massive dam. This little fish became a poster child, or maybe a poster fish, for both supporters and opponents of the Endangered Species Act.
And President Carter felt he was stuck between a fish and a hard place.
Right, and so he signed a bill exempting the Tellico Dam project from the Endangered Species Act, which upset environmentalists who saw it as a hole being poked in their legal dam to protect species.
But as I recall it, the dam got built and the snail darter is still with us, right?
Correct on both counts. The Tellico Dam was almost complete when Jimmy Carter ended the controversy back in 1979. What happened was some snail darters were relocated from the Little Tennessee River to another river, and then they found other snail darter populations elsewhere. But there have been countless endangered species poster animals since then, from the spotted owl to the desert tortoise.
So is that good news that the snail darter still exists, or is it bad news that even President Carter didn't protect the fish or defend the law?
Well, it's probably a little of both. We still have the Endangered Species Act, and it's being both assaulted and protected to this day.
Peter Dykstra is the publisher of Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and thedailyclimate.org. Thanks so much for taking the time today, Peter.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.